twice in the Torah. Once in this week's parsha, and once in Parsha's Kedosha. So in this week's parsha, Perek Habdal, Pasuk Yudal. So the Torah commands us, Lo Yisasho Tochir Oni Ve'Evyo, to not withhold the payment of a hired worker. So that is a negative prohibition, not to withhold his schar, but rather pay it on the day. And in another negative prohibition, do not allow the sun to set. He only who. So here we have a mitzvah to ensure that we pay, and in fact to pay right away. That's in that second pasuk that we read. Pasuk says, "Lo for yomoy tefin tchorin is both an atzei and a lav involved. For yomoy tefin tchorin paying on that very day, but lo tzover alav hashemesh and do not allow the sun to set." Now, this was Pasuk Chasal, Pasuk Tes Vav. So to pay him on that very day and not to allow the sun to set. Now, in Parshas Kedoshim, there's a very similar command, only the timing is a little different. So there we commanded a very similar thing. Lo yisodin kula tochir itcho ad boike. Here is the text of the given in Vayikra. Lo yisodin kula tochir itcho ad boike. Do not allow the payment of the hired worker to stay with you overnight until the morning. Because by the morning, pay. The psukim which we learned here in Parshas Devarim say to us, pay him by that night. I mean, by the time it comes nightfall, make sure you pay. In Sefer Vayikra, we're told, make sure you pay him by the following morning. So, exactly so, it's not a joke. But slightly different than how we might at first think. Actually, the way it works is, believe it or not, the psukim which tell us in Sefer Devarim to pay him during the day, by the time it comes the end of the day. That is talking about somebody, say Chazal, who worked night shift. If he worked night shift, so in the times of Chazal, a night worker meant somebody who worked the entire night. So his finishing of work, his end of his work is at daybreak, at the beginning of the day. So the obligation on the Baal HaBayis to pay begins at the beginning of the day, after the night, as the night finishes. So at the beginning of the day you've got to pay him. So the Torah gives you until the end of that time period to pay. So your obligation to pay began at the beginning of the day, pay by the end of the day. The psukim in Sefer Vayikra, which tell us to pay by the end of the night, that refers to a day worker. So he worked the whole day until the end of the day. The obligation to actually pay him began at the beginning of the night. So pay him by the end of the night. The clause which comes out is that any time when a person is obliged to pay a worker, whenever the work finishes, the obligation to pay sets in when the work finishes. When the work finishes, whatever that time period is, you have until the end of that time period to pay it. So it could also sometimes be much shorter if we will transfer this to more nowadays type of scenario. Somebody who worked during the day and his work finished during the day, finished at lunchtime or finished at 3 in the afternoon, so you would have to pay him until the end of that day, until 6, 7 in the evening. You have till the evening. Yeah, you have till the end of that time slot, that time frame, the end of that day or the end of that night, to pay.
So you had it created for 12 shalos.
Yeah, but it's not 12 shalos necessarily, because if his work finishes in the middle of the day,
plus whatever time was before, but yeah, that is his plus, right?
No. If his work finishes in the middle of the day, so from the time his work finishes till the end of the day,
yeah,
you have to pay it. It might only be 6 hours, it might only be 2 hours.
The night before.
It doesn't matter when he started. It doesn't matter whether he did hours and hours of work from the night before until the middle of the day, or if he started in the day and he already did an hour's work. From the time he finishes, which halakhically is when the obligation to pay sets in, so then, until then, you have until the end of that time slot to pay. So if it finishes during the day, you have till the end of the day to pay. If it finishes during the night, you have till the end of the night to pay. Now I'd like to take a little bit of a closer look at is this halakha, this mitzvah to pay on time, to pay in that time frame, as it regards not a worker, but as it regards paying for other items. Such as what? So the Gemara says in bottom of the seal, Gemara brings the bright thing, which says the following thing. Eimi elo schar odom minai. Eimi elo schar odom. I only know from the simple reading the psukim, we see a reference to paying a worker, schar odom, payment for a worker. Minai the rabbi is paying of a kelim. How do we know if somebody rents an animal, or he rents a car, or he rents other types of kelim, other types of equipment? So here too, from the time the obligation to pay sets in, there is an obligation to pay within that time frame. The same thing applies. Talmud Lomar. So the Gemara brings a pasuk which is here in Sefer Dvarim, in the pasuk in this week's parsha. Talmud Lomar, Asher ba'aretzecha, Asher ba'aretzecha, in your land. So the Gemara learns from that, Kol she'ba'aretzecha, anything within the land, all the activities that go on, not just the hiring of workers, but all other types of rental, of hiring. You rent a car, you rent equipment, whatever it should be, the obligation to pay within the time frame. So from this possibility, but answer for that which is within the land, anything in the land, not just workers, anything else too. So from that we learn that this obligation applies not only to paying a worker, but also to paying for anything else. In addition, the Gemara says that this right is of the opinion that anything which applied in the Pesukim in Sefer Dvarim, which referred to the night worker, apply equally so to the day worker mentioned in Sefer Vayikra. There's no difference between the two. The Gemara says the Kazeri Shabbat, which goes across from one parasha to the other. That's what this bright holds. So this halakha will apply equally whether you rented the kelim in the day, you rented them in the night. Doesn't make a difference. Now what about another detail that's not mentioned here in the Gemara? The Gemara says the inclusion of behema and kelim. Now what about karkoyot? What about land renting? Is there the same obligation as, let's say, a person rent a piece of land, a house, presumably it's the same, and the obligation to pay obviously comes up on a particular date, which is fixed in their contract, whatever it is. So, does then it kick in a particular mitzvah to make sure that you pay until the end of that time frame? So let's say you have to pay his rental on the 15th of the month. So if it incumbent upon him, mitzav this mitzvah, there might be other chiyuvim, but mitzav this mitzvah, is it incumbent upon him to ensure that he pays by the end of that day? Or is this a mitzvah specifically we found it mentioned by paying workers? The Gemara includes also other metalsin, other movable items, behema, kelim. What about karkos? So the Torah, when he records these halachos, tells us the following. He says, mitzvah lofi schar tochir bizmah. It is a mitzvah to pay a worker on time. Being icharoi, if one delays, oiver belah, he transgresses a negative command. Echot schar odom, behema, kelim. As we learn now in the brayta that we read, there's no distinction whether it is payment for a worker, for a behema, or for kelim. Now, the question that we ask, ba'al schar karka. What about payment for rental of karka? Kota for Ramah, so the Torah quotes from one of the Rishonim, the Ramah, Deino Oiver, that this command doesn't apply to Karkos. Why? The Darshino, Kola Shebar Tzacha. We know what was the drosha from which we included other items in addition to a worker, not just a worker but also other things, was the Pasuk Kol asher ba'arto. Everything that is within your land. So says the Rama, well, that which is within your land. The land is not within the land is the land itself. Kol asher ba'arto. Everything which is within your land, to the inclusion of the Talmud, Behem, or Kehli. But not the Orient itself. So says the Rama. So this mitzvah is not going to apply to payment for rental of karpots. Since the drasha is from Kol Asher Ba'aretz, not everything within the land, so says the Rama, that which is within the land and not the land itself. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch brings this shita as being, basically as being Psak Halacha. Mitzvah losses, karsopis, money, etc. The Shulchan Aruch records, one has to pay on time for Odom, for Behemoth, for Kalim. And then he says, Avon al Schar Karka, but on rental of Karkoit, Yesh Misha Oiver, there is an opinion, She'ein of Oiver, the one is not Oiver. And in fact, although the Shulchan Aruch writes it in the term of Yesh Mi, there is somebody who writes. It sounds like maybe not so accepted. But in the Beit Yosef, the sources of the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't quote anybody who disagrees. And often he uses his terminology, Yesh Mi, and we just find one person who says it that other people don't talk about. That's how the basic authority of Shulchan Aruch explains. So according to this opinion of the Rama, no mitzvah, no particular negative prohibition on not paying for karpoid on time. However, the other portion.
Yeah,
well, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a building. Yeah. Is it equally so, karpoid and a building, or maybe a building is different? However, the portion, after the Torah of the Shulchan Aruch, ask a number of questions on this. Of this opinion of the Rama. First of all, they bring up that it's actually Mufurish in the Sifroh, the Midrashim of Chazal, that it does, this mitzvah equally applies to Karkoinus as well. Not like the Rama, who sort of made his own little drasha. It's a little bit surprising for the Rishonim, actually, you don't normally find that. The Gemara makes drashas, you don't find the Rishonim making their own drashas. The Rama makes his own little drasha. Says in the Gemara, I share the answer for that which is within the land and not the land itself. Well, says the, that's very important, it's Mufurish in the Medrash, in the Sifra, that Karkois are equally included. The Sifra's answer is not from the Psukim in the district Parsha in Kisekse, but from the Psukim in Parsha Vayikra, where the words are Loisolin Kupula Sochir Itzah Poikir. Do not leave over the payment at Boitir. And the Sifra says that Pu'ulas, the payment, means Pu'ulas Kolbala. In fact, being payment for anything is included. And it says openly, including Tarkoit. So therefore, they ask on the Rama, the Chinuch asks, others ask, that how can he be Chodek on Mufurish Eker of Kain, Mufurish and Medrash of Chazal, when it's not actually open in the Gemara? Differently, he makes his own little implication. Hashem is in the land and not the land itself. He doesn't say that in the Gemara. That's his own little addition. And the Medrash says the opposite. And in fact, the Sefer Shara Mishpat adds that this drasha of Chazal in Pirat Kohen, in the Sifra, where they do say to include Karkoin, is mentioned openly by some of the Rishonim. The Smak, the Sefer Mitzvah Gadol, and the Sefer Yerayim, in their summary of the dinim of this mitzvah, openly quote this Sifra and say the Karkoyim are also included. So we have in front of us a machlokes between the opinion of the Rama, who says that this mitzvah doesn't apply to Karkoyim, and the Smag and the Arain, who quote from the Torah Kohenim, the Karkoyim are also included. The Vilna Gaon in the Bir HaGra of Shulchan Aruch makes the question on the Rama even stronger. The Rama, we said, he learns from the Braita, which the Gemara says, Asher Ba'aretz, which includes anything in the land and not the land itself. In the land and not the land itself. Asher Ba'aretz, in the land, not the land itself. Which we said, but this drasha, Asher Ba'aretz, is the drosha which the Mishnah makes, which the Braita makes the Sheva answer thought to include Behemah and Canaan, and he says, well, in the land, not the land itself, so not the Karakot. Says the Rambam on that if we look closely at the Cheshbon which the Gemara makes there, without getting involved in all the various different drushes, quite involved Cheshbon, but the Gemara comes to the conclusion that there's a machloikus there between the Braita and the Mishnah, exactly how to make the various drushes which go round in this Indian. And the Mishnah makes the drasha differently. This drasha, Asheva Artsakal, is the way of the Braita to include Behema and Kayim. But the Mishnah doesn't make the drasha from Asheva Artsakal. The Mishnah makes the drasha from somewhere else. The Mishnah makes the drasha from the word Pula Sochim. Pula Sochim Itcho. And the Mishnah says, Kol Shefu Ulasoi Itcho. Any type of payment that is with you, make sure to pay it on time. So says the Rambam Gaon, it would seem that this point of the Rabbah is dependent on these two drushas. If you make a drusha like a brighter, but out of the top, kol sheva out of the top, anything in the land, not the land itself, so that tells you not land. But if you don't make the drusha that way, you don't like the Mishnah, from Kol Shefu Ulasa Yitzchok, anything which the payment is with you, so then, equally so, it applies to Karkois as well. Yes, exactly so. That is how the Vilna Gaon tightens the question on the Rabbah. Not just, you know, it's the Machlokes between the Mishnah and the Braita, so Paskin how you want. Surely if it's the Machlokes between the Mishnah and the Braita, you've got to follow the Mishnah. So the Vilna Gaon leaves off with a great sneer, with a great question on the opinion of the Rambam. The Chofetz Chaim, in his Sefer Ava Chesed, suggests a possible answer to the Rambam. He's even medayakit in a little bit in the words of the Vilna Gaon himself, comes up with a possible answer. We started out with saying that there's two places where this halakha in general is mentioned. There's the psukim over here in Parshas Devarim, which deal with a sochir lilam, somebody who was worked with in the night. And there's the psukim in Parshas Vayikra, which deal with somebody whose work was in the day. So the Chofetz Chaim suggests, and in fact, both drushas are necessary. There's the drusha of the Rambam, who argues that karka is excluded. He's learning from a public and sacred Dvorim in this week's parsha, which deals with Tzchir Laila. The Vilna Gaon is learning from Tzchir Laila. It comes out of a massive chiddush, which nobody says, that there would be a chiluk in the din of paying for karkois. See, when you're dealing with the tzchirios, whether the time of payment arrives in the day or the time of payment arrives in the night, is there a line saying that you don't have to pay the karkois within the prescribed time? He is dealing with a tzchirios. The Vilna Gaon is dealing with the tzchirios. Comes out of Matthew Chiddush, whether there's a mitzvah or not to pay by the end of that time frame. Depends whether you learn this drasha or you learn that drasha, and depends whether you're dealing with the day or the night. Okay, let's just summarize a little bit of halacha lemaisa on this point. So, the Chofetz Chaim in Ava Chesed, where he summarizes these halachas of paying on time, he doesn't talk in that chiddush, that point of chiddush halacha lemaisa, that there's a difference between day and night. He just says that we should be choshish halacha lemaisa for the opinions who are choylik on the Ramah, and say that there's no distinction whether we deal with Kalim and the Taltanim, or whether we deal with Karkois. Equally so, whether it's Kalim, whether it's Karka, we should be chashish that the mitzvah to pay on time applies, and also whether it's day, whether it's night. And therefore, when a person's contract is fixed to pay, and he pays on time, he should make sure to pay on time, and it is the kiyum of the mitzvah of Vayomer Kitin Tzorek, even with Karkois. And it doesn't differentiate whether it's day or night. One has a point, which is what about a building? So the Ksos HaChoshen connected to the wider discussion which there is in halacha in a number of places, but something which was tolush as if a soif chibro, something which was originally not part of the karaka, one joined it on to the karaka, which is a discussion in various places in halacha to what extent it has a din of karaka. There are some shittas that it becomes entirely karaka, and there are some shittas that not. So the explanation of Al-Sultani puts that on the scale as being an extra reason to be chashish, to pay on time when we deal with schirus of batin, of a house. It's not only by karkois themselves, there's a discussion, maybe the mitzvah does apply, and we have the shittas who are chalik on the rabat, it's not even the arena. But if we deal with a house, all the more reason we have to make sure to pay on time. Because there is a tzad that tolosh is if the so chibroi doesn't have a din of karkois, it has a din of something still mitzvah. And therefore, consciously, one should make sure to pay on time when we deal with batin.